We are learning Masechta Soita Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. We are starting the new perek, the third perek of Masechta Soita. And we are continuing the process of the Soita drinking the Mei Soita. And we'll talk about the Mincha that she brings. We talked about before that it's the Mincha Sa'irim. She brings the Mincha made out of barley. So it says in the Mishnah, Hoynoitel es Minchasa Metoich Kfifa Mitzris. Rashi learns it means the Baal. She walked in with this Mincha in this kfifa mitzris, in this basket, this wicker basket, and the husband takes the mincha from the kfifa mitzris, and he puts it into a kli sharis, and then they put the kli sharis on her hand, and the first step is to do tnufa. After the kiddush with kli sharis, you do tnufa, so the koyim puts his hand under her hand and does tenufa. Why? We'll see in the Gemara, the lach is both the Bailim and the Kayin have to do tenufa. Who's the Bailim over here in this carbon? The Isha. Therefore, both the Isha and the Kayin put the hand tachas ha-kli over here and they make here tenufa. So like we spoke at, Rashi says, it means the husband takes the mincha and puts into the Isharis. Tosfos on top brings down from the Yashami that it's the Kayin who does that. And he says it's only a mitzvah, but because like Rashi's right, that the kohen only has to get involved from the hagosha, that's the only time he has to get involved, because hagosha, what is hagosha, we'll see in a second, that you take the keli and you bring it close to the mizbeach, and the only one who can walk there is not a zara, it's only a kohen, so therefore, it has to be done on the Koyin. But until then, there's no din Koyin, therefore it could be the Baal. That's what Rashi says. But Taisa says, Maisa, the Yashami learns from the Pasuk that it's a mitzvah to be by the Koyin. That's number one. Point number two is, the Lechair here, it says, the Koyin meniach yodoi mitachtel, under her hand, umenifa. And the Shaila is, how could the Koyin touch the Isha's hand? So Tosfos brings down from Yerushalmi about this, and he says, don't say there was a mape in between, let's say a handkerchief in between, because that's chaitzis, a chatzitza. There has to be a tnufa directly on the keli. So Tosfos brings down from Yerushalmi that he says, maybe koyin zokin. They bring a koyin zokin. And then he says, the Shalmi says, v'fil tema koyin yeled, she'ein yetzahara metzuyo shat l'sha. One of the mahalchim are that we're talking about either koyin zokin, or there's no hirer l'sha. But the Tosfos harash here asks another question. It says, "Stamatzai is a chatzitza. If the kohen's hands under the isha's hands when doing tenufa, lecher is a chatzitza between the kohen's hand and the keli. Therefore, the Tosfos Harash answers that here we're talking about that it was a big enough keli that two hands fit on it, both the isha's hands and the kohen's hands fit on it. That's so. Takis da means on lower than her hands. Lower. Hilkaner lefarish v'koyem niach yodet takis yedah. Harin you lost Tosfos Harash. Hainu she'oiches bekfifa lamata miyadah. Lamata miyadah. Kehidis the meseches bekurim. Do it lower in the hand. But he says, so what's behind the Yishalmi then? The Yishalmi says not like that. Zok Tosfos Harash miu metzinul meima afa pisha yara koyin lamata bekli. Pa'amim shenoygin yodov biyodeh ideish misaskim tenufa. He says, "Lemaisa, it's a little close. That's why the sham is kasha." But lemaisa avada does not mean that they're actually holding on together, touching each other.
It's not flat.
Huh?
The bottom part's not flat.
Even if it is,
probably
not.
That's not
what that is. Never flat.
That's not
what
that
is. What?
These are never flat. They
didn't put
it down.
That was for a dam. I don't know for all the klisharos. So it's down with that. It's called Mizrach. I gotta think it's not true. That's called Mizrach. Only a Mizrach was like that. Much of regular jars. No, regular jars was the machta. All the no, all of them were flat. Yeah, all the jars were flat. Besides for the Mizrach of the dam, you didn't put the dam down. But only the. But
it's flat. It's not a taxi. That's next
time. Yeah, it means lower on. That's not a kasha. It's lower on. Okay, it's right in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, what do you do next after the tufa? Hainif, you do tufa, which means you go up or down, right, left. The hegish, then you did hagosha. Hagosha on the corner, the maravis, the remis corner of the mizbech. Then you did kmitza, komatz, the hikdir, and you marked it. Vashar nechal kanim, and the rest of the minchas, the kanim eat it like a regular mincha. Anytime you have the kaimitz, you mark the kaimitz, the rest of the mincha is nechal kanim. Hoye mashke. What you did first is first you drank the water, and then you makir the mincha. So that's Tana Kama holds. And the Gemara is going to ask that we just finished saying that she was makir the mincha. What does it mean? Was it really makir it? The Gemara is going to ask the kasha. But the Tana Kama says the order is you first make the hashkah, she first drinks the meis saita, and afterwards you makir the mincha. Rav Shimon Omer, makir es minchosa v'acha yamashke. First you makir the mincha, then you mashke shenam, is in the pasuk. V'acha yashke es yishas amayim. After all the whole process, yashke es yishas amayim. And we'll go through the psukim on Met Shema Alam Beis to get all the drashas. Im hishka v'acha hikri, but if you did that, Rav Shimon's order is first you makir the mincha, then you do the hashka. Let's say they did it out of order. Im hishka v'acha hikri v'acha hikri v'acha hikri. The loch is that it is kasha. Ad kana mishra, zok to gemar. Omale Rab Elazar le Rav Yeshia de Dori. Rav Elazar said to Rav Yeshia de Dori. Rashi explains that there was a Rav Yeshia who was an Amira, and that Amira was in the door of the Amira of Elazar ben Pedas. There's another Rav Yeshia who was a Tana, who was the Bar Plukta of Rav Yenison. Now, there's no way that Rav Elazar ben Pedas would talk to Rav Yeshia, who's the Zokin. We'll see how he talked to him. He said, like, they shouldn't sit down. He wouldn't talk to him that way. Therefore, we're saying it's Rav Yeshia the Dori. Om Rav Elazar, Rav Yeshia the Dori, Leitesva Karech, don't sit down, ad the Mepharshis Leil HaMilsa. Till you explain me this idea we had in the Mishnah. Menayin le Mincha Soita Shetuna Trufa. How do you know the Mincha Soita needs Trufa? First apostle, it's a pasuk. I mean to ask you this. But Bailam and Olam, how you know it's done? I did a Bailam. It doesn't say who did the Tzrufa, it's Mashma, the Kohen did the Tzrufa. Didn't say anything about the Bailam. So the Gemara answers, Asi Yad Yad, either of Yeshua answered, Asi Yad Yad Mishlomim. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, Loshon V'loka HaKoyim Yad Yisho. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Shlomim, also Loshon Yad, Yodav Tiviyana. Ma Kan Koyin Af Lahalon Koyin. Just like here by Soita, it refers to Koyin. So by Shlom also is a Koyin. Oma Lahalon Bailim, because there it says, Yodav Tiviyana is Ishi Hashem. As Chayav, talking about the Bailim, to do Tzrufa. So Ma Lahalon Bailim Af Kan Bailim. Just like by Shlomim is Bailim, here also by Soita is Bailim. So now we have Bailam and Kohen. Okay, it's a Maniach Yodoy Tachas Yedei HaBailam. I mean, therefore, that's halacha by every Shlomim, and also by Mincha Soita, the halacha is that the Kohen puts his hand under the Bailam's hand, and you make Tenufa. And here, by Soita, the Bailam's hand is the Isha, like we spoke about before, the Yishalmi and Tais Rosh, exactly how you did it. Dr. Mishnah Vaita said in the Mishnah, Hinefe Hegish Komatz Hoyemash Kavacha Makavis Mechasa. Right, the question that we spoke out, ha'akrava, you're ready to makrava. The Mishnah sounds like you're makrava. Then says the shaila of mashka. So if the Gemara, ha'akrava, pashat, ha'akrava. Seder minocha is, what's the seder of the mincha? Seder mincha, so some agaris, keitzad, hein if you do trufa, behegish do hagosha, komat, do kmitza, behiktiv, asher nechlakanim. That's the seder of the mincha. Then the Mishnah says, let's discuss now what happens first. Uvashka gufa pligi, Rav Shimon Rabbanon. The Rabbanon savri mashka v'achach makriv. Rabbanon hold the first mashka, and then you makriv es mechasa, v'achach makriv es mechasa. Rav Shimon savar makriv es mechasa. So you first makriv the mincha, v'achach mashka, then you do the ashka. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, v'achach yishka, and again, we'll see on my base, more exactly drosh, v'achach yishka. So that's the halacha of the Mishnah, is telling you which way, what goes first. Now, it's Mashma Rashi that even before the Kiddush HaKli, you were Mashka. The Lashon Gemara here sounds like just before the Tzrufa, but the whole Seder HaMishnah, even the Neitom HaSamechas HaKfifa, when it says Gisharis, even that, you were Mashka, before, you did have Mashka, even before that Mincha, or other way, when the Rabbanon, you were Mashka before, it's even before then. Or you did the whole process of Mincha, then you hashka. That's the Machlokes, the Tanakama, and Rav Shimon.